Hello, adventurers, and welcome to The Game Master and Me, a two-player tabletop role-playing podcast with me, your host, Craig Burton.
Hello, adventurers, and welcome back to The Game Master and Me. So, by now, you should hopefully have heard our fiasco adventure, because this here is the discussion episode in which we will be talking about that adventure. We're going to have a little chat about what we did to make it work with two players, what we enjoyed about it, and a little bit more about what we enjoyed about it. And yeah, just generally have a little chat about fiasco. So that should be fun. So we are coming to the end of October, and that means we are a little over a month away from Dragon Meet. Dragon Meet being a gaming convention, sort of RPGs and board games and things in London, which I'm really excited for. So yeah, we're going to be there, not in any kind of official capacity. We're just going to be visiting, not doing podcasty stuff. But yeah, if you recognize us, if you see us around, it would be really great if you sort of come and tap us on the shoulder and say hello, because we'd love to meet you. We'd love to chat about some games. And, you know, have some fun and meet some new people, make some friends, that kind of thing. That would be cool. Yeah, so without any further ado, let's get on with this discussion. That is a wrap. Although she wouldn't be hated. I mean, they'd probably vote her Prime Minister. That's what happens to people like her.
Well, that's not what happened in this film.
That isn't what happened in this film.
No.
Poor old Terrence. He didn't deserve that.
I know, but, you know, these things happen, don't they? I mean, let's be honest, no one had a great ride.
No one did have a great ride.
No, yeah. it was a pretty bland ending in terms of anyone's happiness.
Yeah, it was quite bleak.
It was bleak.
Oopsie. Never mind, that was fun.
It was good, yeah.
Do we want to do discussion now, or do you want to do that like another day?
I think we've got a little bit of discussion in us,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
Cool. Well, it's fresh.
Yeah, nice. So, discussion on that. So, the things we changed to make it work for the two of us, because it's designed for three players.
Yeah, minimum.
Minimum of three players, which, you know, it works well. I've got to say, I do feel it works better with more people.
Yeah, I agree. Why would you say that?
Because, okay, so the way we've done this, and the way you'll be able to see it, because you'll have a copy of the sheet that we sort of were working from. So we each played two characters, which I think we explained this, didn't we, earlier on?
At the beginning of the first episode. Yeah.
But anyway, to go over it again, we each had two characters, which we sat sort of on opposite corners, so they weren't linked to each other. As you play, you link all the characters. So we were each linked to the other players. So James, his character Lloyd, was linked to both Terrence and Margaret, and likewise, James's character Anna was linked to both Terrence and
Margaret. So it's a bit like there's four people sitting around a table.
Yeah.
And we were each playing opposite corners of characters.
Yeah. So that's cool. But I mean, it's trickier when you're thinking of trying to think, keep your head, you know, in the game of two characters. And also it feels a little bit stunted at points that we couldn't include all the characters. Like there were points where having a scene with Lloyd and Anna would have been great.
I know. But I think in theory we possibly could have done.
Yeah.
It would have been very difficult.
Yeah.
I
suppose there was a couple of points, because I think usually scenes are between characters, and there was a couple of like little sort of vignette type scenes, wasn't there? Which I think aren't usual, but mind you, it's kind of do what you want with it, isn't it? The rules are there to help facilitate the fun. But I suppose carry on.
The way I see it, and I think the way that the rules, the guidance, I suppose, is written, is very much like you're describing what happens in a film kind of thing.
Yes.
And in some cases, there's kind of a duologue between a couple of characters or a few characters, or there's an event. And the thing is if it's a film and there's an event, but you're playing a role play game version of that, then, you know, you have to narrate it, really. You have to explain what's happening. And I also really like the bits where you're explaining someone that's doing something kind of like I don't know, something nefarious, or it looks nefarious, or something secretive, and you don't quite know. And like, it's cool because you can describe that happening, and actually, even, you know, some of the other characters wouldn't necessarily know, or at least they would think, oh yeah, that would look really cool as a film.
Yeah.
I really like that aspect of it. So I think it was nice that we mixed it up, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
That we had some character play, but also some kind of narrated scenes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I enjoyed this game a lot, actually. I thought it was really good fun.
Yeah.
And I think I'm trying to think what I'd tweak to make it work better with two players, or if I would just pop it on the pile of two-player games that probably weren't quite meant to be.
Maybe. I'll be interested to see what's going to happen when we play it, if we can play it with just two characters.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think that'd be interesting. I mean, I guess you'd literally have... Well, you'd have... one, two... So you'd have four scenes each act, wouldn't you, still? Because I'd set a scene with... Yeah, no, we could do. I guess it'd be a little bit more like... that other game we played, wouldn't it, I suppose? Mars Colony.
But yeah,
different,
yeah.
Because it is a very different sort of... Well, I mean, it is a very different game.
Yeah, we could bring in as many kind of bit part characters as we wanted, really.
Yeah.
I
like that idea, actually. Yeah, playing it with just two characters.
Yeah, where I kind of think... I worry that it may have suffered playing just two players...
Yeah.
Is just the creative input.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously, you know, I think it's great fun coming up with the story.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just worried that, like, because I don't think it was bad, and I don't think it, like, really suffered. But just, I guess there's a kind of a very tiny little confidence crisis.
Yes.
To think, like, oh, am I leading this a certain way? Am I the only voice? Or, you know, is the idea that I've come up with really biased or something like that?
Yeah. When there's a group of you, I guess there's less of that because you're a voice in the crowd suggesting something rather than steering the whole ship.
Because I remember when we played it as three players. With Tom.
Yeah.
And in that game, there were some scenes that I thought, oh, yeah, okay, I'll set this up and it'll go this way. And it completely went the other way. And at the time, it was kind of annoying, but I thought, no, this is great for the story, you know. So that was really interesting. So I guess there were more surprises to me in that game than there were necessarily in this game.
Yeah.
I think possibly because of that. Level of input.
Agreed. There were a couple of surprises in this, though, that I quite liked. I had hoped for, like, a couple more, but I don't know. You always do, don't you, with something like this, because it is very much an organic... So, well, they're all kind of, you know, organic, but do you know what I mean? It's got that very open... Use your imagination and pop it here. And you're like, oh, okay. We've got some very loose rules. At some point, you'll pick a colour dice and... You know, you're like, oh, okay, brilliant. Apart from that, do what you want. And so, it can sort of go anywhere and take any shape. And there were a few surprises, and I like that. I like that. It's like carving an image out of fluffy stone.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that. But that's good. I'm trying to think of anything else to discuss about it. But the game, though, on the whole, I mean, is good fun. It's a really good fun game.
I mean, I think the format of this game is phenomenal. I couldn't recommend it enough, really.
No. It is, really good game. Really good game. And, I've only played it, like, a couple of times. In fact, I think this is probably the second or third time I've played it.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
I think I've played it about four times.
Oh. Mr. I Play Fiasco all the fucking time.
Yeah. Are you going to bleep this episode?
I probably ought to. Yeah.
Well, you should bear in mind that, or if you just put a warning at the beginning, because there is swearing in the actual rule book. And there is a warning in there that says, look, if you don't like swearing, then this game is not for you.
yeah, that's true. I will put a thing at the beginning. I know when it goes onto iTunes, I mark it as explicit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
but that'll probably be do. That'll probably actually get people interested.
Maybe. Kids love swearing. I know I did.
Yeah.
Still do.
Yeah.
Nice. No, that was good. I like it.
Oh, cool.
I just feel bad for Terence. Just.
Oh, I know.
The sun
that's
going setting on little Rory swimming away.
Yeah. I mean, I wish there had been at least kind of like one character at least who got a really happy ending. And it feels like it didn't end that way. I mean, I suppose Anna actually did get a really quite a happy ending.
Happy as it could
be. She
got
to continue her work, you know, have an upcoming relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and it turns out that she wasn't like that evil after all.
Yeah.
So that was a big turnaround. That was quite nice.
Yeah, I liked the Margaret being the blackmailer. That was a stroke of genius on your part.
Oh, thanks.
Kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I had, I don't know. I had some thoughts in our between acts.
Yeah.
In our break. And I thought, oh, that'd be quite cool. And the whole Dr. Slater's still alive thing.
Yeah,
I thought,
that was nice.
That's quite possible. Well, because the thing that made me think that was, first of all, I thought about this illicit affair.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, originally she explained the kind of affair with Dr. Slater to Terence by basically, in my mind anyway, saying that she had to do something to lure him into position so that he could be part of the accident.
Yeah.
Right. But I thought if it was an illicit affair, I thought, well, no, hang on. What if they really did get on? Could she then put her ecological extreme views over this love?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, is there something that she could have done that wasn't necessarily known to the audience? And that was squirrel him away.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, threw it in.
No, that was good. I liked it.
That go well.
Came out of nowhere.
Awesome.
I like that he was down in that trapdoor though, like he'd been hiding there for ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. No, that was cool. Thanks, mate. I really enjoyed that.
It's good fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's about covers it, does it?
I think so. Yeah.
Nice.
And that's the end of the episode. Thanks again for joining us. As ever, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate, you know, you coming on board and listening to what it is we do. These discussion episodes, they are here to give a bit of insight and hopefully to inspire you to play your own two-player games and help you along the way. They are sort of informal discussions between me and James. So if there's anything you'd like us to add or other avenues you'd like us to go down, different perspectives to take on the games that we've played, then please let us know about things that we can include, and we'll try and do that for you in future. You can contact us via our website. There's sort of plenty of avenues there. It gives you our Twitter and our Facebook. That is www.thegamemasterandme.com, or you can find us on Twitter, which is where we're probably most active, which is at the GM and me. So I look forward to hearing from you. And again, at the end of the month, I believe it's the last weekend of November this year, the last Saturday of November, Dragon Meet. We will be there, and we would love to meet you if you are also attending. So, yeah, hopefully see you there. And we will be back at the end of the month, the last Wednesday of the month, with a brand new adventure for you. So that's something to look forward to. So, until next time, be well, and remember, stay vigilant, adventurers.